Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, are you enjoying what I call Christmas card snow? Just slowly coming down, and it can stop pretty soon. I've enjoyed it enough, so stopping would be good. But moving on, are you putting calendar dates, you know, for January in 2013, et cetera, on your calendar? I was looking at some information, and here it said, pencil it in. January 23rd is National Handwriting Day. And first of all, it reminded me how terrible my handwriting is, and I don't think kids even get handwriting, exercises like some of you did when you were growing up. But moving on then, the next item it says is that, you know, if you're going to write a letter, whether it's by hand or on the computer, maybe you want to think about finding out more information about the nonprofit group called A Million Thanks. And on the computer, it's amillionthanks.org. And this organization forwards notes to U.S. service members abroad, past members or those that are currently serving. And the reminder, and you could put this on your calendar too, that if you want it to be a Valentine message, we have to think ahead, January 15th is the deadline for getting those Valentine messages sent. So a little more information about A Million Thanks. Anybody can do it. And a lot of the letters are from kids, and I'm thinking maybe school groups, church groups, and so on. But from people of all ages, you could send a letter or more than one letter if you would like to do that. Now, they suggest that when you get your letter or a group of letters, up to 50 in a group, it could be more than that, but if you have a lot of them, you put them in bundles of 50, to take them to a drop-off site. Problem is, well, not a big problem, but there is not a drop-off site in Iowa as well as a lot of other states. But there is an address where you can send, whether it's one letter that you want forwarded or a whole bundle of letters, and that is in California. And I'll give you that address now and repeat it, but you can also go, if you have computer access, amillionthanks.org. And they go to, you know, A Million Thanks, 17853. San Diego Boulevard, Santiago Boulevard, number 107-355, Villa Park, two words, Villa Park, California, 92861. Now, that's a lot to write down. I said, we'll repeat it, and also, of course, we have it here at KGN if you would like to call. But if you have access to a computer, and maybe if you don't personally have one, you could ask a librarian, maybe your church secretary, somebody could help you go online to take a look at this information and get that address. But here are some things that it says. First of all, you know, you just write whatever it is you want to write, how much you appreciate those that are serving. So you can talk about things that are going on at home and make it a family kind of letter, whatever. A lot of the kids have draw pictures, and there is a page on the internet that shows sample letters, so you can see some of the letters that have been written. And as I say, some are just, you know, straightforward letters from people of various ages, and many are from children with pictures in that letter. But here are some things to think about. You do not put the letters or cards in individual envelopes or include additional postage. The postage is paid through donations and other supporters. Next, you can send multiple letters together in the same envelope, but they need to be bundled together in stacks of 50 if you have that many. And it's helpful to bundle the letters or cards in like sizes. Number three, do not send edible items or other care package items. These are just letters and cards. Do not use glitter, confetti, or anything that is not securely attached to the letter or card. Can you imagine if they're receiving bundles of letters and half of them have glitter on them? What a mess. So, just plain ordinary paper is fine. If you want to have a picture or whatever, that's fine too, but just plain ordinary paper would be just fine. Only include positive messages. any negative messages will be discarded. So that says to me when they get to this drop-off site, the processing center, that someone is at least glancing over those messages to make sure that they are positive messages. You can be creative if you'd like to do that, you know, draw pictures if you'd like. Talk about you. Let them know that their service does not go unnoticed. So kind of make a connection. You may include your address or your email address if you would like, because you're likely to get a reply from the person who gets your message. If you would like to send themed cards, as we mentioned, there are deadline dates for all those, and January 15th is the deadline date for Valentine cards. If you want to look ahead, a Memorial Day theme card is due April 15th, and 4th of July cards June 1st. So you need to kind of plan ahead and get those dates on your calendar in order to get them there on time. Now, how is this supported? As I mentioned, there are, you know, some groups that this organization works with, Million Thanks, but they also appreciate donations. And I'm thinking in the past that there are groups through school or church or another organization that just give a donation, but they may also hold a fundraiser specifically for a Million Thanks charity. So that's something that you might think about in your group doing, is putting together a fundraiser. A Million Thanks Incorporated is a charitable nonprofit corporation that the IRS has determined to be tax exempt and has issued an initial ruling, the IRS, that A Million Thanks Incorporated / Wounded Soldiers, a special part of this, there's a grant-a-wish part of this A Million Thanks, qualifies as a publicly supported organization. So your donation is tax deductible. All fundraising efforts must be approved in writing by a representative of A Million Thanks. And so if you want help to do that, you know, you again can go online to do that or write to the address that I gave you. If you want to do that, and this would be a great kind of event for somebody in the community to schedule, and I think lots of people would participate in it. If you're going to think about doing that, either you have some questions or you've got some plans made, be sure to include all the contact information for Million Thanks to get a hold of you, especially a phone number where you can be contacted. And then once it's approved, the Million Thanks will send to the organizer sample press releases, logos, and other ideas to help promote the event. The organization operates on a tight budget so that over 90% of the donated funds are used to assist military men and women in a variety of ways. So on the donation page or the fundraiser page, there are some other things to check out. The Grant a Wish, which is for wounded soldiers, and another is to fund a scholar that is for Armed Forces Children's Education Fund. So there are a number of ways that you can get involved. If you're not a letter writer and you say, oh, I don't know if I want to do that, you can support this organization by giving a donation, checking out these other possibilities of ways to support and help our service people around the world. They also have T-shirts and a lot of other kinds of things with the logo on if you're interested in that kind of thing. Again, all of this is available on the web. The address is amillionthanks.org. And if that doesn't work for you, then we have that address, and I want to give that to you one more time. So if you're interested, you know, get your pencil handy. A Million Thanks. And then it goes to 17853 Santiago Boulevard, number 107355, Villa Park, CA, California. And the zip is 92861. If you'd like to get that information, you missed something, give us a call at KJN or go online to find it. And just think about what a great opportunity this might be. Until next time, here's a thought. Don't compare your life to others and don't judge them. You have no idea what their journey is all about.